Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. If you've been listening this week, you know that we are midway through our special two-week series, which we're calling Getting Unstuck, which is designed to help you head into the new year with some tools for breaking through whatever inertia might be holding you back. To that end, we've got a super simple stuckness-busting meditation for you today, led by my friend and teacher, Joseph Goldstein. In today's practice, Joseph is going to share three of the most useful words in meditation. They are simply begin again. No matter how many times you get distracted in meditation, or no matter how many times you get stuck in your life, you can always start again. As I like to say, it's like a golf game with a million mulligans. Joseph needs no introduction, but I'll give you a little one anyway. In the 1970s, he co-founded the Insight Meditation Society alongside Sharon Salzberg and Jack Kornfield. He continues at IMS today as the resident guiding teacher. He's also my meditation teacher and a guiding teacher on the 10% Happier app. Speaking of the app, one quick order of business here. Next week in the app, we're kicking off our annual New Year's Meditation Challenge, which this year we are calling the Getting Unstuck Challenge. It's a free 14-day challenge, which will feature daily videos and guided meditations designed to help you deepen your learnings from right here on the podcast. As you know, we often pursue a kind of lecture lab model here. The lecture is the podcast, and the lab where you can try this stuff out is the app. Your home base for the Getting Unstuck Challenge is the 10% Happier app. Download the app wherever you get your apps to join the Getting Unstuck Challenge for free. Okay, enough out of me. Let's get started here with Joseph.
Three most important words in mindfulness meditation are simply begin again. You give the mind a simple object of meditation, like the breath. Then we find before too long, our mind gets lost in thoughts or fantasies or daydreams. This is not an unusual phenomenon. We hop on these trains of association. And often we don't know that we've hopped on the train. We have no idea where the train is going. And then sometime later, it may be a minute or two, it may be 5 minutes, it may be 10 minutes, we wake up to the fact that we're thinking. It's as if we hop off the train. In that moment of becoming aware that we're lost, we can actually delight in that moment of awareness, of remembering, rather than judge ourselves for having been lost. And in that moment, we recollect the breath and simply begin again. We'll begin this meditation by again sitting in an upright posture, the back erect but not stiff or tense, gently closing the eyes, softening and relaxing the eyes, relaxing the shoulders, softening the belly. Settling into the awareness of the body and the body posture, to sit and to know that we're sitting. And as we're aware of the body posture, as we've settled into the body, you will become aware of the sensations of the body breathing. Connect with the sensations of the breath at whatever place in the body you feel it most clearly. Again, it might be the sensations of the breath at the nostrils, or the sensations of the movement of the chest or abdomen. you're feeling the sensations of the air passing the nostrils, and you can use a soft mental note of in, out, in, out. If you're feeling the sensations of the breath in the rise and fall of the abdomen or the chest, you can make the soft mental note of rising, falling, rising, falling. If you've noticed that the mind has hopped on trains of association, gotten lost in a train of thought, as soon as you become aware that the mind is thinking, notice that, reconnect with the breath, and begin again. Staying aware of the body posture and become aware of the sensations of your body breathing. Feeling the sensations of the air passing the nostrils or the sensation of the movement of the chest or abdomen. Breathing in, know you're breathing in. Breathing out, know you're breathing out. When you notice that the mind has wandered or gotten lost in a thought, simply reconnect with the feeling of the breath and begin again. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and reconnect with the world around you. In this meditation, we've practiced the art of mental noting. This is using a soft word in the mind, a soft mental label, to acknowledge what the present moment experience is. So, for example, if we're being mindful of the breath, we might make a soft mental note along with each breath, in, out. The note should be done very softly. It's almost like a whisper in the mind. But the note can help to frame the object so that we can be mindful of it more clearly. Many people have found this tool extremely helpful to strengthen the continuity of mindfulness moment to moment. Others may find that the simple awareness without the note serves just as well.
Thanks again to Joseph. We'll be right back here on Monday with a brand new episode with the great Tara Brach. In the meantime, Happy New Year. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.